Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Keep You Close by Lucy Whitehouse, published by Bloomsbury in 2016. Today's book is all about friendships, art, and guilt. Rowan receives a call from the mother of a long-lost school friend. Marianne, now a famous artist, has committed suicide by jumping out of the window of her family home. But Rowan can't believe it. Marianne suffered terribly from vertigo and would never stand on a window ledge. And when Rowan returns home, she picks up her mail and finds a letter from Marianne, their first contact in years. The letter, dated a few days earlier, says simply, "I need to talk to you." During the last few years of school, Rowan and Marianne had been the best of friends. Neglected by her own father and with her mother dead, Rowan had been practically adopted by Marianne's family until they had a falling out 10 years ago and never spoke again. Rowan returns to Oxford for the funeral and Marianne's mother asks Rowan to house it and help catalogue Marianne's remaining artwork, and Rowan moves back into their former family home. And with the doubts of Marianne's suicide still playing on her mind, this was Rowan's chance to also prove that Marianne was in fact murdered. While living in the house, Rowan sees the silhouette of a peeping Tom, a man who is watching the house at all hours, and comes across an intruder in the garden. Other people tell her how Marianne had become increasingly paranoid, convinced that someone was taking her art from the house. And as she delves further into Marianne's life, she meets her new partner and his daughter, and the artist Corey, infamous for his own probing portraits and rumours of the tragedies that follow the people he paints. Is the answer to Marianne's death in the past, from the time when they were still friends? Is it associated with Marianne's own father's death, or is it a more recent occurrence? Keep You Close is a gripping psychological thriller about the intensity of female friendships and how they can go wrong. It's also about grief and guilt and working through your demons through art. The story flips from the present to the past, when Rowan and Marianne were close and Rowan practically lived at Marianne's family home. Rowan is a determined character, an academic and researcher at heart. She's determined to find the killer of her estranged friend. As she investigates her friend's life, she encounters more and more untrustworthy characters. The enigmatic artist Corey begins an investigation of his own, believing that the death of Marianne's father is behind her tragic death, and Rowan reluctantly involves him in her own search for the truth. But Rowan herself is a mystery. Her past doesn't quite add up, and the secret of why she and Marianne fell out is teasingly withheld until the very last moment. And when the secret is revealed, the final twist is sweetly satisfying and unexpected. So if you like psychological thrillers, intense friendships, art as therapy, Oxford academia, and twists, I recommend Keep Her Close by Lucy Whitehouse. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est, qui nous vient directement d'Australie.